KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with high school sports from last night in high school wrestling action. It was a big win for Atlantic as they topped Glenwood in a duel at Clarinda, 43-33. The final there, Atlantic Cam knocks off Glenwood. Also, Atlantic was a 50-15 winner over Clarinda, and Glenwood beat Clarinda 61-15. Two-time winners on the night for the Trojans were Joe Weaver, Abram Moore, Steele McLaren, Cole Hansen, Chase McLaren, Connor Pellett, Cale Roller, and John McConkie. John McConkie sealed the win over Glenwood with a 3-2 sudden victory over Caleb Sanders. Also at Creston last night, it was Creston picking up two dual wins, 60-16 over Denison Schleswig, and Creston 42-33 over Shenandoah. Shenandoah beat Denison Schleswig 42-27. At Kemper Catholic, Harlan was a 60-18 winner over Kemper. They beat Red Oak 34-33 and topped AHSTW 37-28. AHSTW won twice, 53-22 over Kemper and 44-24 over Red Oak. And Red Oak won one duel, 60-18. Over Kemper Catholic. At Sioux City North last night, Lewis Central topped Sioux City North 45-18 in a duel. Also at Southwest Warren, I-35 picked up three wins, 43-26 over Panorama, 60-22 over Southeast Warren, and 56-17 over Van Meter. Panorama two wins, 61-10 over Southeast Warren and 40-33 over Van Meter, and Van Meter beat Southeast Warren 67-12. At Underwood last night, Underwood picked up three dual wins, 47-18 over St. Albert, 47-34 over Trainer, and 47-24 over Woodbine. Trainer was a two-time winner, 66-12 over St. Albert and 48-34 over Woodbine, and Woodbine topped St. Albert 54-18. That's high school wrestling from last night. Lots of wrestling action coming up over the weekend, and that includes the 63rd John J. Harris Tournament that'll get going today in Corning, as 23 teams will be competing in that invitational today and tomorrow. 28 ranked wrestlers are expected to compete in that double elimination format tourney, so following pigtail rounds, each wrestler then must lose twice before they're eliminated. The tourney begins tonight at 4 o'clock and will continue on Saturday at 10 a.m., and teams competing there include Atlantic Cam, ACGC, Bedford Lennox, Central Decatur, Sheraton, Clarinda, Clarinda Academy, Clark, Creston Orient Maxburg, East Mills, Griswold, Missouri Valley, Mount Air, Nottoway Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, Riverside, Shenandoah, Southwest Iowa, Southwest Valley, Tri-Center, Wayne, and Winterset are the teams competing this year at the John J. Harris. Moving on to basketball, game we had for you last night here on the radio, the Cam Cougars girls basketball team had to overcome an early 12-point deficit and foul trouble to get a win over in Guthrie Center over the ACGC Chargers, 74-67 on Thursday night. The Chargers came out with a strong attacking effort in the first quarter and pushed down to a 19-10 lead by the end of the first. The Cougars had racked up enough team fouls to put the Chargers into the bonus before the first quarter ended. The lead would grow to as much as 12 for the Chargers early in the second quarter, but then the Cougars began to rally back. Cam went on a 17-5 run to tie the game up at 29 and then were able to edge out a one-point lead at half, 35-34. The second half was a different story. The Cougars slowly built their lead and had an advantage as large as 14 points down the stretch. The foul situation flip-flopped from the first half, with the Cougars getting into the bonus with over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Fouls were certainly a big storyline, with 53 total called in the game. The two teams combined to shoot 70 free throws in the contest. Cam finished 21 of 31 from the charity stripe, while ACGC was 22 of 39 at the line. Five players fouled out of the game. The Cougars lost three players down the stretch. Macy Tickner, Paige McAfee, and Madison Gettler all had to bow out in the fourth quarter. Tickner was in foul trouble most of the game after picking up three early fouls in the game. Sierra O'Brien and Genevieve Hoover both fouled out for ACGC. The Cougars were led by 29 points from Madison Gettler, 20 from Paige McAfee. They improved to 11-3 with the win. Chargers got 17 points from Jaden Carrick and 14 from Sierra O'Brien. In their loss, they fall to 2-14 on the year. Other basketball last night in girls' play, it was Boyer Valley topping Audubon in a close one that was close for a long time, 56-37 over Audubon. Cam, it was mentioned, 74-67 over ACGC. It was Carroll, 46-31 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Also, Des Moines Christian was a 65-32 winner over West Central Valley. East Sac County beat Maple Valley Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute, 59-28. Nottoway Valley topped I-35, 51-36. OABCIG, a 54-38 winner Center over Siouxland Community Christian, and Southwest Valley 57-44 over Southeast Warren. West Monona topped Whiting 84-24. In boys basketball, Des Moines Christian over West Central Valley 67-36. I-35 beat Nottoway Valley 80-59. It was Maple Valley Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute 52-47 over Esack County. Sioux City East 58-57 over Bishop Heelan, and Southwest Valley beat Southeast Warren 65-46. In the Corner Conference Tournament semifinals, Sydney topped Fremont Mills 41-28, and Stanton was a 69-43 winner over East Mills. So it'll be Stanton and Sydney in that Corner Conference Tournament final. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, second-ranked Virginia remains unbeaten in the ACC following a strong defensive performance against Georgia Tech. The Cavaliers are 6-0 in the conference after limiting the Yellow Jackets to 41% shooting and 18 turnovers in a 64-48 stifling of GT. The Cavaliers picked up their ninth straight win. They improved to 17-1 overall. St. Mary's sits atop the West Coast Conference after Jock Landale contributed 26 points and 12 boards to the Gales' 74-71 triumph at number 13 Gonzaga. James Palmer Jr. scored 19 points, and Isaiah Roby had a career-high 14 in leading Nebraska's 72-52 rout of number 23 Michigan. TCU point guard Jalen Fisher has undergone season-ending surgery to repair a meniscus tear in his right knee. He got hurt on Tuesday, 5 months after having surgery to repair a meniscus tear in his left knee. He averaged 12 points and was fifth in the Big 12 with 5 assists in 17 games. And also in other notes on the NCAA front, NCAA President Mark Emmert says the governing body must act on a set of recommendations to clean up college basketball before the start of next season. The comments come as an FBI investigation continues into alleged corruption in the sport. The focus has been on arrangements made between assistant coaches, shoe companies, and financial advisors. He expects to receive the report from an independent commission by April 25th. The Board of Governors will then be expected to vote on formal proposals at their August meeting. Those approved would likely take effect before the November 6th season opens. The Drake women take a 6-0 Missouri Valley Conference record into tonight's game against Northern Iowa at the Knapp Center. The Panthers are 4-2 in the Valley, and these in-state rivals have split the last six games in that series.
You know, you could take all the in-state out of it, right? And they've just been really good games. There have been really good games since I've been here, and it's been really fun. And I know there were good games before I even got here. But then you put the in-state component to it, and it's really fun because there's so many in-state players on both teams.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik. The Bulldogs have won 28 straight Missouri Valley Conference games. Competing against former Hawkeyes is nothing new for Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands, and he will get another chance on Sunday when the fourth-ranked Hawkeyes visit number 2 Ohio State. Brands and Buckeye coach Tom Ryan were teammates at Iowa.
You know, there's a strong tie to this program all across the nation. There's a little pool of historically good programs that are producing good coaches that are going other places, so it's small world. There's a lot of good memories with Tom Ryan. He was a teammate, a classmate.
Ryan led the Buckeyes to the 2015 NCAA title. The duel will be a homecoming of sorts for Iowa's 165-pounder Alex Marinelli. The redshirt freshman is 8-0 and a native of Ohio. He was also recruited by Ohio State but says he felt Iowa was the right fit. That's a look at some of the latest in sports for you here on KJAN. As sports this hour was brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.